The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, January the 13th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled How Come the Mainstream Media's Demonisation of Asian People Continues Unabated, despite many of their readers being jailed for expressing similar sentiments last summer. And the time is 9:34 a.m. here in London, England, making it, well, 9:35 now, making it 3:35 a.m. on the east coast of America, and 1:35 a.m, I think it's 4:35 actually, a.m. on the east coast, 1:35 a.m. on the west coast, and welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so what have I downloaded this morning to listen to today? Let me just have a quick look. Pretty easy, there's three of them. Two from Richie from Boston's BitChute channel. He did two shows yesterday. The California wildfires aren't simply for the Olympics. That was the second one. The first one was the drones aren't gone and they are not aliens. And then that's from the Richie from Boston BitChute channel. And then from the Dustin Nemo Sprytion.com channel, Silent War episode 6403, LADW fires, persecution increases, 2025 it all hits. So a couple of, shorter shows there, but shows I always listen to content from these two guys, especially the Silent War series from Dustin. I don't listen to some of his longer shows in the same way that Richie put an interview he did up with someone going on for 3 hours. I'm not going to tackle that. People like Richie, Dustin, Jim Rizzoli, if they put longer form content on their channel and it's something they want you to know about, they'll tell you about it in one of their shorter shows. And then if you like it, you can go and listen to the whole thing. But I tend to find that they give me enough that I need to know. If any major event happened in one of these three-hour shows, something like groundbreaking, they're going to mention it on one of the shorter shows. Do you know what I mean? So that's my way of tackling things anyway. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. And I have developed a bit of a cold overnight. I've been sneezing all morning, blowing my nose and what have you. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get through this okay. But I may have to pause occasionally to blow my nose, which isn't really what one wants to do on the radio show. But hey, we're doing okay so far. So let's hope it continues. Now let's see how the news has been developing since, well, Saturday's show, when the last I'm Talking to You broadcast. And therefore I have 2 days worth of headlines for you. Okay, so we'll go over to what I've got. I've put them all in a little order, that's how I do these. So the first one's all related. The Rochdale, these are all Daily Mail, by the way. The Rochdale, and these are all headlines. The Rochdale grooming gang that has run up £2 million bill for taxpayers after fighting attempts to deport them. And then we've got rape case councils brand the term Asian gang racist as it's revealed Pakistanis are 4 times more likely to be child groomers. And then we've got grooming gangs row could spark UK version of New Zealand mosque massacre that killed 51, says Labour's Wes Streeting. And then we've got Labour must stop handing millions to Pakistan as country blocks removal of child sex abusers from Britain, former immigration minister claims. And the former immigration minister was Robert Jenrick, who was the guy that came second in the leadership contest to Kemi Badenoch for the Conservative Party leadership. And then all those headlines gave me my show title today: how come the mainstream media's demonisation of Asian people continues unabated, despite many of their readers being jailed for expressing similar sentiments last summer? Now, in March, we have this Online Safety Bill or Online Safety Act coming in. So I had a little Google search this morning that you can do. I went into Google and I typed in mainstream media exempt from Online Safety Bill. And the top result says AI overview. Yes, the Online Safety Act exempts news publishers from some of the safety duties that apply to other content online. And then if you scroll down, it says, this is from gov.uk, that's the first actual non-AI overview result that I can see. First, news publishers' content will be exempted from platforms' new online safety duties. Tech companies will be under no legal obligation to apply their new safety duties to it. This means platforms will not be incentivized to remove news publishers' content as a result of a fear of sanction from Ofcom. And then we go back up to the AI overview, and it says exemption from below-the-line comments. The press is exempt from taking action to ensure that below-the-line comments on their content do not contain unlawful content. Now, I'm interpreting below-the-line comments as a comment section on an article. For many years, I've said I wouldn't share something like a BitChute video because of the comments on it. But I would say share a YouTube video, because even if there were some comments on there, they could say, well, YouTube is a respected platform, but BitChute is not. And so even though what you shared, say a video, might have nothing in there, if there's some comments that the government can have a problem with, they would if they could. Do you know what I'm saying? If they can get you, they'll get you. It's as simple as that. I was listening to the Dennis Vecchio show yesterday, and he played a clip of someone who shared a meme being arrested by police because they'd call someone anxiety. I mean, don't people see what this law is all about? If you don't want people talking about you, you just phone the police up and say, they've caused me anxiety. Oh, really? Oh, that's fine. We'll go and arrest them for you then. It's such a scam. Anyway, we're going to go to the next article, and bear in mind this comments section. I'm going to move this one up, because I noticed this yesterday. This headline is, got a big picture at the top, so I have to scroll down. Ex-Labour MP arrested on suspicion of engaging in sexual communication with a child months after being suspended from party over serious allegations. And the Labour MP is Ivor Caplin. Okay, now if we scroll down to the comments section here, all you get, it says, share or comment on this article. Ex-Labour MP arrested on suspicion of engaging in sexual communications with a child months after being suspended from party over serious allegations. Oh, it's jumped. There are no comments listed. And then you've just got like a greyed out speech bubble that you try and click on. So that indicates that you could comment on this article at some point, and they've stopped, not just stopped you commenting, but they've made the comments that have been made invisible. Now, if you want to read more about this Ivor Caplin guy, he has a Wikipedia page, and you will find a great deal more information in that page than the Daily Mail have chosen to share with their readership, and make of that what you will. Okay, let's move on to California man dies after catching cancer from someone else in extraordinarily rare case. Now, I thought this was going to be one of these blame cancer on something very odd to cover up a certain worldwide event that we were subjected to in recent years. But apparently what's happened here is a guy got a liver transplant, California man, and the person he got the liver transplant from had undetected lung cancer that had got into the liver. And then this liver, this guy hadn't died of cancer of the liver. He died of lung cancer. So the cancer that was in this guy's liver that had lung cancer that was transplanted, let me get my words right, into this other guy, the cancer cells just went straight to the lungs, so which I found strange. But yeah, that's the story, so that's something a bit odd, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to another real high point of Daily Mail journalism. Dozens of British women have seen their breasts grow after the COVID jab. Experts reveal why. Now, I believe there was something to do with penis length and COVID jabs that was pushed, that I may be... my memory may be false there, but I have an idea that Maleficus brought that up, or I did on one of our Limish shows together. And, of course, you know, the having a large penis for a man thing is supposed to be what men want. However, large breasts on a women, I'm not sure if that's the case these days, because all the women that seem to be pushed in these, fashion models and all this sort of stuff seem to be certainly not the buxom type anymore. So maybe that's out of style. I don't know. So I'm not sure really what to make of this headline, whether it's true, false, propaganda. You just have to make of it what you will. I still find it a little bit distasteful that they cover stuff like that. But even more distasteful is this headline. Boris Johnson brands Vladimir Putin a fucking idiot as he calls on Western leaders to let Ukraine join NATO. Now, I mentioned on one of these shows recently, now I've sworn on my shows before. It's only happened a couple of times. Now, what I just said there, I don't regard as swearing because I'm quoting. Okay, so in the past I've said, oh, effing or what have you. No, it removes the gravitas from what he said. Now, this is a former Prime Minister of this country, former London Mayor, and he's using this sort of language. And of course, I think Trump used some swearing as well. And it just shows where we're going. They're doing it because they think it gets them more light down with the people. But actually, I miss the days where there was that gulf between our politicians and our man on the street. And I think that we need to get back. And we all need to consciously try and choose our descriptive grammar beyond the use of profanity. It would be so much nicer if people could start bringing back old grammatical phrases rather than resorting to one word like the F word, I will say, or effing, to say something's brilliant or something's awful or what have you. It's whether it's good or bad, you always use that same descriptive term, which seems a bit weak to me and lacking in imagination. So there you go. That's the sort of thing that these leaders come out with today. Then we've got wild conspiracy theories over LA fires emerge after lush green palm trees stand untouched amid burning wreckage. So this is another example of the mainstream media running with one of these stories that's been pointed out in the conspiracy media or the independent media and having a look at it to sort of say, look, you know, we're not ignoring the mainstream media, but the conspiracy media, we will report on it, but they always seem to have a sort of twist on it that doesn't make a lot of sense. And their twist on it here, if I can find it, you see, I'm not cutting bits out so I can quote from them simply because I don't want to script the show. But essentially, they were saying that trees contain moisture, and the moisture in the tree actually prevents them from catching fire, which that's not something that I've seen before. I'm not an expert on trees, but here we are. It says, these attacks are, according to conspiracies, designed to facilitate the eradication of national identities and form a one world government. Now, that was someone referencing similar theories about wildfires in Hawaii. He posted this has Maui written all over it. And then the Daily Mail say, but in reality, trees are often able to survive wildfires thanks to adaptations like thick bark and high moisture content that protect them from the heat. Palm trees in particular are often safe from fires, as often fires occur at ground level, far from a tree's canopy. On top of this, photographers in LA have captured images of several palm trees burning down in the wildfires. Well, not in the pictures that I've seen. So again, make of that what you will. And let's move on to the final article I found in the news cycle for the last couple of days. Prince Harry's sweet gesture to elderly Los Angeles fires victim while staying anonymous revealed. Well, he hasn't done a very good at staying anonymous because they've written a story about this. Basically, he was helping at one of these centres, you know, giving out food to these people, what have you. And one guy said, I really fancy a donut. So they didn't have any donuts. So Harry ran off and came back 10 minutes later with a donut. And that is apparently a newsworthy story. I think that there were some interesting comments about it. We'll scroll down and see if I can get to those quickly. Here we are. I'm not a... Yeah, that was the one. The second one down, well said 24. It'll be part of their new Netflix show, Meghan and Harry Save LA, one donut at a time. Okay, so let's move on to... Well, I should know this by now, shouldn't I? I've been doing it for long enough. But what's the next stage of the show? Oh, it's when we have a quick look at mainstream media news websites. So we'll go to Associated Press. And LA, top headline, Los Angeles wildfire death toll surges to 24 as firefighters brace for more fierce winds. Now, something else I heard is at the Golden Globes recently... And I think this took place the day or the day before these fires started. Some presenter or something, I heard a clip, but they say, oh, God's got no votes at this ceremony. And then they praise the place for being a godless place. And they get a nice chuckle from the audience. It sounds like not necessarily all of them were laughing, but I wonder if any of them will still be laughing now with the devastation that's been wrought. So that's just something that really crossed my mind recently. And let's move over to Daily Mail, see what's going there at the top story. Again, satellite map shows every home destroyed by devastating LA fires as officials warn of hellish week with dozens declared dead. Well, the centre photo, it looks like there are some possibly tree stumps in the middle that are, you know, been burnt down to stumps, but certainly along the coastline, and there seems to be more trees standing than not. So again, this is something, don't take the mainstream media's word for it, but don't take the independent media's word for it either. You know, they've both got their own reasons for getting you to believe what they tell you. Just make up your own mind. We'll have a quick look at the top most read stories on bbc.co.uk/news, see what's going on, what people are interested in there. See if there's anything. The truth behind your $12 dress. Inside the Chinese factories fueling Shine's success. I presume that's a clothing company. They're spelled S-H-E-I-N. Shine's success. I feel blessed to get weight loss jab, but can the NHS afford it all? Well, I cover weight loss jabs. There's lawsuits going on in America about people who've had these, and they're... health has been irreparably harmed. So again, I hope that doesn't happen to these people, but I certainly wouldn't go near anything like that, although I'm not actually overweight, so I wouldn't need to. Okay, PM plans to unleash AI across the UK to boost growth. And I've heard some people in the independent media saying AI. I think Richie from Boston, it's not, it's actually demonic. That's what AI is. So it should come as no surprise that Keir Starmer would want to unleash it across the UK, but not, I would argue, to boost growth. And Zelensky offers exchange of North Korean soldiers. Apple pushes back on call to end diversity programs. So Apple seem to be, they've asked its investors to vote against a proposal to end its program, diversity, equity and inclusion program. So they've always been, well, the first Apple computer went for $666, okay? They've always been satanic. And the Apple logo is the story of Eve eating an apple out of the tree, which again is a fake story. There's no Bible that says Eve ate an apple out of a tree. What basically happened was Satan seduced Eve and she produced, and she got pregnant with Cain, not knowing she was, you know, what pregnant was. And then after she learnt that sexual act, she seduced Adam and got pregnant with Abel. So Cain was Satan's son, and Adam and Abel was God who created Adam's grandson. And of course Cain killed Abel, and there's been this fight between good and evil going on ever since that day on this planet. There's no, whether you believe the Bible or not is irrelevant. Just go to the book of Genesis. This is in Genesis chapter 3:15, I think. It's that part of the story. And you see the two different seed lines there, but you will not see any mention of an apple. Right, let's move on to the independent media, see what's going on over there. Have a look at RT.com. Trump's Greenland plan, not crazy, former top NATO commander. I'd just be pleased to see when this guy gets in. What are we? It's 13th, so presumably he's getting in the 20th. That'll be next Monday, won't it? So, yeah, next Tuesday should be interesting to see what he's actually done on his first day in office. Okay, I did see a J.D. Vance article. Here it is. Still here. I think I saw it on RT yesterday. Vance clarifies stance on January 6th pardons. He's basically saying people who committed violence during the 2021 Capitol riots should still face punishment. Okay, so you see how these things suddenly change, don't they? When they get elected, well, I thought you said you were going to pardon everybody. You know, people will commit violence if they're riled up by a president who they supported and they believe has had the election stolen from him because he told them that they did. It's crazy. But anyway, I also heard that Trump said no one was armed who went in the Capitol. So how can you have an insurrection without being armed? So we'll just have to wait and see who gets pardoned. It's let's just get this week out of the way. Hope nothing horrible happens. People saying, oh, they're going to try all sorts of different things up until Trump getting elected. We've had a bit of a lull apart from these fires. If you think about beforehand, we had the New Orleans attack, and then we had the guy blowing himself up outside the Trump Hotel. Whatever happened there. But since then, it's been the fires. So let's just see where we are this time next week. But of course, I'll be back tomorrow. Let's move over to rents.com. See what's going on over there. You know, maybe I should do a show more often. It's the first time I haven't sneezed for this morning in a sort of half-hour period or however long I've been on. So we'll scroll down to the headline news section. It's all, the first section is all about these fires in California. So we'll move on to halturnerradioshow.com. Urgent, the last time they issued one of these, much of Los Angeles burned down, now north of LA. Then you've got Russia tells USA your next president will inherit a scorched earth. I clicked on that yesterday. That is behind Hal Turner's paywall, so I can't tell you anything else about that. But what have they issued? They've issued a red flag warning, something like that. And make plans to evacuate if fire moves in your direction. Pay very close attention to news and official information. If they tell you to leave, well, basically go. So there you have it. Although I do remember different story, and John Kaminsky, when he had a hurricane coming towards where he was based in Florida, he went over to another part of Florida. It missed where he was and it hit where he went, which I'm not, you know, obviously I'm very sorry for any problems he had. He's sadly no longer with us. But imagine that. You go to a place of safety and actually you get hit where you went for safety and you'd been better off staying where you were. These fires are obviously very different than hurricanes and what have you, but people are saying it can be blown all over the place as well, aren't they? So let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website, and there is a video at the top. Unsurprisingly, is that going to load up? The secret team behind Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty. Now, for those of you who've seen the JFK film, he is the guy who calls himself X, played by Donald Sutherland in that film. So there's a video about him. There's other different things. What Mark tends to do is he likes to pick up a topic. He's actually got the meeting from X, a meeting with X from JFK, the 4.5 minute clip. BitChute link to that as well there, if you want to have a look at that one first to refresh your memory. I'm sure most of you, if you're listening to this, would have seen JFK as part of your journey to finding out what's really going on in the world. I believe Michael Collins Piper's interpretation of the Kennedy assassination a great deal more than I give any credence to Oliver Stone's, but it's still an interesting film. Don't be frightened to look at things within that are supposed to be challenging the mainstream narrative as a form of entertainment, folks, because a lot of times you may find someone that you really believe lets you down. And you think, well, I don't go along with that. Or even, yeah, I mean, there are people I listen to that have views that I don't agree with. But I'm like, well, I don't agree with that bit, but I agree with other things that they say, so I'll carry on. Okay, let's go over to censored.news. Let's see. I'm going to scroll down and I'm just going to tell you the way that censored.news is laid out. It's worth looking at. Now, ignore the InfoWars section when you scroll down, because that's not been updated since January of last year. I don't know what's been going on there. But what it is, it takes all these different independent news organisations and you get their banner, their logo, what have you, and then a few headlines under it. So I'll run through what we've got from top to, I'm not going to get to bottom because there's loads. You've got Natural News, then WUWT, whatever that is, The National Pulse, News Target, Climate Depot, All News Pipeline, The Expose, SHTF Plan, 100% effedup.com, The Daily Bell, Your News, New American, Survival News, Zero Hedge, Strange Sounds, Modernity, Great Game India, Free West Media, Reclaim the Net, WeAreChange.org, End of the American Dream, Information Liberation, see if there's any others I recognise. Law Enforcement Today, haven't heard of that one. The Grey Zone, Children's Health Defence. So there's all these different things working your way down there. Mises Institute, New York Post is even on there now. Brownstone Institute, The War Zone, LifeSite News. I think that's... are we at the bottom? Yeah, at the bottom, but I didn't read out everything. Okay, so let's close out with some... Well, actually, I was going to mention something from Oddity Central. I haven't been over there for a while. Tattoo artist sparks controversy by tattooing 9-year-old girl. Apparently, this Arizona tattoo artist came under fire for tattooing an American flag on a 9-year-old girl's arm after she asked to get Trump's portrait on her neck. Okay, according to the artist, the girl and her parents travelled to the tattoo parlour from out of state specifically to get a tattoo. I mean, I don't like tattoos full stop, but this is just beyond the pale for me. Whether you like tattoos or not, you shouldn't have them until you're fully grown. And what all can happen to people as well is, funnily enough, your weight can change through life. So if you have a tattoo when you're slim, and then you get bigger, then it's not going to be proportioned correctly because it's going to be stretched out by the skin being stretched out, what have you. And so I bring that up because this girl's only nine, so goodness knows what that's going to look like when she's fully grown. Okay, let's go over to beforeitsnews.com. Finish off with the Before It's News top 10. I'm not going to timestamp this anymore. If you want to know what time it is, just go back to the time at the start of the show that I mentioned and see where we are minutes wise there, and that's where we are. Okay, so I'm going to scroll down to number 10. Might help. Well, a day ago, 118 people viewing. David XRP Lion just revealed latest inauguration intel. Must know, must watch Trump news. Well, I won't be watching that. Let's move on to number 9. Well, up a day ago, 130 people viewing. Dr. Jim Willie Gitmo update, January the 11th. Trump just dropped bombshells. Number 8, went up 9 hours ago, 137 people viewing. New Simon Parks, January the 12th, 2025 update, must watch. Number 7, went up 4 hours ago, 167 people viewing. Kerry Cassidy and Scott McKay, massive military mobilisation at Gitmo. Executions unfolding now. Well, number 6, went up 12 hours ago, 183 people viewing. Michael Jaco warning, Trump gut the deep state. They were all executed at Gitmo. Are these repeats we're seeing? Number 5, went up 7 hours ago, 206 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 12th. Trump just dropped bombshell, sum of all fears. Number 4, went up 9 hours ago, 214 people viewing. SG Anon, the final phase. What happens before... And there's the pop-up from Before It's News. I wish they'd stop this irritating thing. I would never subscribe to this publication. SG Anon, I'll repeat, start from the beginning. Number 4, went up 9 hours ago, 214 people viewing. SG Anon, the final phase. What happens before Trump takes the oath on January the 20th, 2025? Number 3, went up 2 hours ago, 215 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, man-made earthquake to strike Los Angeles in next 2 days. Number 2, went up 15 hours ago, 281 people viewing. Wano Savin warning, January the 20th, stop the inauguration. Very dangerous times. And number 1, went up 12 hours ago, 408 people viewing. California fire uncovers Getty Museum bunker, Playboy Mansion tunnels. Okay, let's call it a show. You have been listening to I'm Talking to You, episode 162. Monday, January the 13th, 2025, how come the mainstream media's demonization of Asian people continues unabated, despite many of their readers being jailed for expressing similar sentiments last summer? I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.